I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents Edward Albee's The Goat or Who is Sylvia? Notes Toward a Definition of Tragedy. It's directed by Murray McGibbon and plays in the Wells Metz Theater. Opens on November 30th and plays through December 8th. The play generates controversy with a frank and disturbingly humorous depiction of a man tormented by love of an unimaginable kind. Director Murray McGibbon.
No, I've been percolating this play for 16 years. The reason I've chosen it is not that I think that it is a nice play or a pleasing play, but I think it's a very powerful play, and it's going to give every single member of the audience possibly the most theatrical experience of their life. It is a completely and utterly different piece of drama. It's extraordinarily well constructed. The language is superb. I've read the play probably a couple of hundred times, and I've sat through rehearsals of it for the last 6 weeks. So, you know, I've heard the play over and over and over, and each time I hear it, I hear new things. When I go back to the text, I see new things. It's an extraordinary piece of theatrical art, and I want to share that with audiences, because people who come and see it are going to leave the theater very different to the way they were when they came in.
The cast.
Jay Hempel. I play the part of Martin Gray.
The best friend of
Ross, husband of Stevie and father of my son, Billy. Martin is in the top of his game. He is probably close to one of the world's top architects, loving family, successful, wealthy, good career, has just won an award for his work and selected to build this futuristic city in the center of the country. So everything's going his way. It's very upbeat and lively and has almost been mistaken as a Neil Simon comedy to begin with, and then it takes a little change. But there are moments of humor throughout, which I call the little pressure valves. We've got some pretty serious and rather unusual situations that we're in. And then there's these moments of humor and levity to say, okay, remember, we're okay, we're doing fine. So just kind of say to the audience, it's okay for you to laugh, don't worry, yeah.
Michael Baylor plays Ross.
Ross is the best friend of Martin. They've been best friends since they were children. I like to say that I'm 49. Martin just turned 50, so I like to tease him that he's the old man of the pair. What's grown on me is how Ross really cares for Martin and how he really cares for the family and how it's always working for what he feels is the betterment of his best friend and the betterment of the family as well.
Josh Hogan is the family's son.
Billy is a high school student, the son of Martin and Stevie. These are the people that he loves, and this is something groundbreaking that's happened in their family. That kind of comes out of the blue. There's nothing that indicates for Billy that this is going on. When your life just kind of gets turned upside down, where does he tie into this? Mm-hmm. He's kind of angry because there's not any sort of draw that kind of brings him into this situation. That I think that leads to a lot of conflicts between him and Martin at some points in the play.
Glenys Kunkel-Ruiz plays Stevie.
Stevie is Martin's wife. She is the mother of her wonderful and funny son, Billy. She's also the best friend to Ross. She is a connoisseur of art and fine living. The first time I heard about this play, I kind of looked at it with a very skeptical glance, and I was surprised by the humanity, the sensitivity, and the deep personal questions it asks about love. Because this play is about human interaction and companionship. There was a big heart there that I wasn't aware of when I first heard of it.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents Edward Albee's The Goat or Who is Sylvia? Notes Toward a Definition of Tragedy. It's directed by Murray McGibbon and plays in the Wells Metz Theater. Opens on November 30th and plays through December 8th. And here's that goat again.